With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Governor Steve Bullock spent the day meeting with local and national media and supporters in Helena, kicking off his run for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Bullock is launching his campaign on his success winning re-election at the same time Donald Trump carried Montana by 20 points. With Bullock's announcement this morning, he's dismissing speculation by some that he would run for the U.S. Senate in 2020, challenging incumbent Republican Steve Daines. However, Bullock says he's ruled that out.
Even before I decided to launch into a presidential race, I pretty consistently said didn't have much interest in serving as the senator in Washington, D.C.
Bullock says his success in the past has come as a government executive, not as a lawmaker. Bullock's presidential campaign kickoff video focuses on his work pushing for new state law targeting dark money in politics. His campaign is setting up an office in Helena, and he's hired campaign staff focused on the Iowa primary. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Local health officials say the number of cases of whooping cough in the Missoula area has topped 100, including many who have been vaccinated. Vaccines against whooping cough, or pertussis, are given as a series between 2 months and 18 months of age and another around age 5. A booster is given to preteens. Protection from the vaccine wanes over time. Missoula County has confirmed 103 cases of whooping cough through this morning and was hiring more nurses to help with testing. I'm Edward O'Brien.
I'm Cole Grants. A bill that would ban sport hunting of grizzly bears in the lower 48 states gets a hearing in a U.S. House committee tomorrow. It would extend protections for grizzlies even if they're removed from the endangered species list. Nick Mott reports.
The Tribal Heritage and Grizzly Bear Protection Act by the chair of the House Natural Resources Committee and Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva would require federal agencies to work with tribes to consider reintroducing more grizzlies in their historic range. David Bearshield, chairman of a tribal coalition dedicated to grizzly protection called GOAL, says the bill represents the heart of years of tribal advocacy. He says that advocacy sought
to bring some type of legislation to the table that was not just going to keep that animal on the endangered species list, but was going to allow some type of law to be put in place to where it would ensure tribal consultation.
The bill comes 2 years after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed Endangered Species Act protections for Yellowstone area bears. That prompted more than 200 U.S. and Canadian tribal groups to sign a treaty calling for continued protection for the Bruins.
It's a very spiritual animal, and people don't see it like that.
In September, a federal judge in Missoula restored Endangered Species Act protections for the bears. That decision put a stop to scheduled grizzly hunts in Wyoming and Idaho and stalled federal plans to delist an even larger population of grizzlies in and around Glacier National Park. But the feds filed an intent to appeal that decision late last year. They have until May 24th to file their briefs. Until then, they can still pull out of the appeal process. The Wyoming legislature passed a bill last session that authorized a grizzly hunt despite the animal's Endangered Species Act protection. It's been listed as threatened since 1975, making hunting illegal under federal law. But last month, state wildlife officials nixed a prospective grizzly hunt. Montana's home to 4 of the 6 federally designated grizzly ecosystems, and Grijalva's bill would make it harder to euthanize problem bears as grizzly populations expand. But the bill would also grant states and tribes 5 times as much federal money to deal with livestock loss from both grizzlies and wolves as was previously available. Grijalva's bill is co-sponsored by Democrats from California, Colorado, and New Mexico. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. A 26-year-old Montana man has pleaded no contest to 2 counts of negligent homicide and the methamphetamine overdose deaths of his pregnant wife and his daughter, who was born prematurely via cesarean section. Devin Michael Olson of Great Falls is scheduled to be sentenced on June 18th if the judge accepts the plea agreement that recommends he serve 4 years in prison. The Bozeman School Board has chosen dinosaur raptors as the mascot for Bozeman's Gallatin High, and black and royal blue as the school colors. The board voted 7-1 yesterday in favor of raptors. The $78.7 million high school is under construction and scheduled to open in the fall of 2020. Superintendent Rob Watson says the name Raptors would be unique among Class AA schools. It has a strong connection to the Museum of the Rockies, would not create gender problems for team names, and would easily lend itself to branding and creating a culture for the new school. A former Cascade County Sheriff's captain who was charged with misdemeanor embezzlement for taking a service firearm purchased with county funds has reached a 6-month deferred prosecution agreement. The Great Falls Tribune says Undersheriff John Stevens is alleged to have taken several firearms purchased by the county when he left office in 2018. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.